What do you do with that ball of anxiety that seems to be stuck in your throat? And no matter how hard you swallow, it just stays there. And that gnawing, raw, tight feeling you get in your gut because you're so worried. You're so anxious about the future, about your health, about your wealth, about your happiness. What do you do with that feeling in your gut and in your throat? When I think of throat and I think of gut, I think chakra. The throat, it's where the expression comes from, the creativity. It's communication and your personal truth. It's speaking clearly and asking for what you need. So if your throat is tight and it feels as if something is balled up and just sitting right there, it's your heart and your mind disconnected. Imagine that, your heart and your mind, and there's the throat right in the middle, and there's something lodged there, not physically, mentally, emotionally. You feel it there. In order to alleviate, let's say, that knot in your throat, any type of vocal or breathing exercises will stimulate the energy in your throat. So when you're in a situation, at an event, in a confrontation, whatever the case may be, breathe. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And don't just say, I breathe. Focus on your breath. Focus on each inhale you take. Picture the air up your nose, through your nasal passage, down your throat, and out your mouth. Slow, deliberate breath. Your gut, it's that solar plexus, it's the intuition, 2 inches above your belly button. There's that confidence and that personal power sits there. It fuels your motivation. It's that ambition that gives you to, you know, to pursue your goals, that pushes you to pursue your goals. And when it's stuck with this ball of tight, bubbly angst, it's clogged from controlling relationships, low self-esteem. Remember, it's the confidence, it's your intuition. You have to trust yourself. But that's hard, especially when you're worried about the future. Visualize a yellow ball of light, like a little sun. A little sun in your solar plexus, in your gut. Warming up your confidence. Beaming and radiating rays of light, bright light, bright yellow light. Beaming and highlighting and spotlighting your intuition. Warming it to you, trusting you. So how do you get rid of, how do you deal with, cope, work yourself through? What do you do when there's that anxious ball in your throat that you just can't get rid of by swallowing hard, drinking water, no matter what you do. Breathe. Sing. Your gut, it's just knotted up. Visualize a sun, a bright ball of yellow light radiating from your gut. Breathe and visualize. When you understand how emotions play in how you process information and how you react, it gives you an opportunity to make a change in your behavior and see those results you want to see. It's not the event that causes you to act. It's how you think and feel about these events which will lead you to respond. Switch that automatic thinking, that process to reinterpret the situation. Don't overanalyze it. Acknowledge it. Understand it. How you feel and how you respond. Understand that. See it for what it is. Ask yourself, does this serve my best interest? Understanding your emotions and how they play in that process of taking in the information and how you react. When you understand how your emotions play in that process, it gives you an opportunity to make a change. And isn't that what we're trying to do? Or make changes, better changes, healthier changes? Take time to understand yourself, to learn about you, inside out.